if we look back into 1979, Illinois experienced two significant periods of cuts where the state cut funding for higher education of 5% or more. The first happened in the 80s, and that recovery bounced back relatively quickly. The second happened in the early 90s, and that took approximately 7 years for the institutions to bounce back. In that way, Illinois has actually fared relatively well compared to some other states. If we look at California, Florida, and New York, those states actually experienced three significant periods of cuts, whereas Illinois only had to face two between 1980 and 2007.
Okay, so it took 3 years the first time, and then about 6 years the second time. That's for recovery. And is there any difference in how long the funding stays steady or maybe even increases somewhat before it starts going down again? Was that part of the pattern?
We actually didn't see a cut in Illinois again, more than 5% cut until 2007, right? So that happened and we're still in that cut. So we don't quite know how long that one's going to last.
We're just talking here about the state funding. We're not talking about all the money the state universities receive.
Right? Exactly. I mean, if we map this on to other changes, the state instituted block tuition. We saw very large tuition increases, particularly with the University of Illinois during this time. So we don't necessarily see a decrease in per student funding. But all we're tracking in this research is a cut in the direct appropriations from the state to higher education institutions.
Okay. And you talked about tuition there, and that is one thing that universities do when they're short of state money is to raise tuition. But what's the impact when they do that?
When we modeled this idea of recovery from cuts, we found that tuition actually showed up as a significant factor in predicting the length of time to recovery. So if you've got a state where institutions raise tuition following a cut, they will likely face a longer recovery time than states where institutions don't raise tuition. And the logic behind that is that state legislatures can look and see that through the tuition increase, institutions were able to replace the state money. So there's not that urgency then about replacing that state money, and that state legislatures may be able to go on to other priorities because those funds have already been, in a way, made up by students and families.
Okay, so in general, during periods when funding was cut and tuition was raised, that over time, that lengthened the cycle.
Right.
What's the advice here for college administrators? Can they not raise tuition and simply reduce what they do, even if that affects the quality of education, while they wait for legislatures to notice that they have a problem?
The advice is to just think about that gut reaction of raising tuition, that initial short-term fix of raising tuition to make up for a cut in the state budget may in fact have long-term consequences.
In the meantime, you're talking about a cycle where the recovery period is getting longer and longer. Are you seeing instances around the country where they never get back to where they were?
Well, that's the fear, that we have in fact gotten to such a long length of time that these cuts will in fact become permanent.
Okay, so you haven't seen it yet?
We're still in the middle of it.